Welcome to the 359. I'm Ben Fox Rubin.
I'm Roger Chang.
Apple plans to wait until 2020 to start selling a 5G-powered iPhone. That's according to a story from Bloomberg yesterday, which supports previous reports and Apple's typical strategy when a new network gets deployed. So, Roger, the first question I have is, why would Apple want to wait until 2020 if, you know, what is it, Samsung's already making noise about creating 5G phones for, I think it's Verizon and AT&T next year. What's the benefit for them?
The benefit is, I mean, this is the standard Apple playbook, right? They don't like to jump into new technology quickly. They did this with wireless charging, with Apple mobile payments. They basically wait for the technology to mature until more people have it or are comfortable with the idea, make sure all the wrinkles have been ironed out, and then they jump in. They did this with 3G. They did it with 4G. They were always about a year behind, year and a half behind. I would argue this time around with 5G being as, given that the excitement level of 5G is so high, and there's a lot of interest in it, you know, it may not be the best move for Apple to wait this long, but, you know, you've got to wait the cycles, right? Like late 2019, if they're missing out on that, then you've got to wait till late 2020 for a 5G iPhone. You know, it's, again, Apple, you know, Apple is Apple, right?
Do you think that competitors would actually be able to steal customers away from them because of this? Like, because I'm wondering if 5G is really going to be much of a thing next year anyway.
No, that is a fantastic question. I think 2019 is when 5G kicks off, but it won't be broadly available. You're right. It'll be in, you know, a handful of cities, a dozen cities here and there, and even within those cities, just a few neighborhoods. It's going to take a while for 5G to ramp up. So Apple can make the argument that, you know, it's still not around. It's not broadly available. Why are we going to, you know, invest in it now? The counter to that is there's this whole 5G ecosystem moving towards upgrading everything, networks, devices, and Apple does risk falling behind, given that all these other companies are going to be a year or two more experienced in dealing with the issues with 5G. We talked yesterday about how 5G wasn't going to be perfect from the get-go, but in order to improve the service, you've got to actually get it out there. And so Apple is going to be starting a little bit. They're going to be starting late, but they're also going to be starting kind of fresh, whereas everyone else will have a bunch of years of 5G work under their belt.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think Apple continues to benefit from the fact that they control their own iOS ecosystem. Yep. So you'd have to get somebody that's really excited about 5G to actually jump ship. And unfortunately, I think, you know, Samsung and all the other competitors know that. So we'll see if they actually,
I mean, really, yeah, the geekiest of geeks who are into 5G might make the move. But for most people, you're right, they're probably going to stick to their iOS ecosystem.
Yeah. So next, I wrote about Neighbors, the Neighbors app from Ring, which is Amazon's smart home company. The app is part of a new crop of social network like neighborhood watch apps. What was interesting to me about this was I got a chance to like see some of the alleged crimes that were going on in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
There was like some folks that were apparently trying to like break into a car. Somebody was vandalizing an outside streetlight. I mean, like, I live in a quiet neighborhood in New Jersey, and what's obvious to me is the benefits for companies like Ring for having something like this, because it could convince more people to buy their products.
It's basically like free advertising, right? Like, check out all the crimes in your neighborhood. You should really upgrade to a Ring system.
So I talked to an analyst about this, and he said that you have to draw a very careful line if you're Ring for this kind of thing.
Yeah.
You want to create a neighborhood watch app that actually has benefits for the neighborhood, and you don't want to just make it look like an advertisement, because then it's just cynical and people aren't going to buy into it. But so far,
it is kind of fascinating. This is sort of like it's almost like a social feed, right?
Yes. It's pretty entertaining. I mean, it's like, that's the thing, is that, you know, if you get sick of like Facebook or like checking out like your other feeds, you go on like the neighbor's feed and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe that's happening. So
that's true. And all of that stuff. I mean, people love watching these kinds of videos. Yeah, you've got a direct feed to them.
I got a little obsessed with it. But either way, if you want to read more about these stories, check them out on CNET. I'm Ben Fox Rubin.
I'm Roger Chang.
Thanks for listening.